Happy New Year. Second try, not that much better. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. All right. Happy New Year to all, and welcome back to those who have been traveling throughout the holiday. So glad to see you in this place. Obviously, Pastor Sugi is not here. I hope that's obvious enough. Pastor Sugi is not here today. He's still in vacation. I believe he'll come back next week. He missed you. He missed you, and he say hi to all of you. And he told me to say hi to you. So hi from Pastor Sugi. So text him, message him, say hi back. Okay. There's no use you saying back hi back to me. Okay. Anyway, hope everyone have a good break. Do you have a good break? Your silence is golden. I hope everyone is having a good break. If you did not, too bad, right? But don't worry, there'll be another break at the end of the year. Anyway, New Year. So today I want to talk about New Year. New Year. New Year. Different people always have a different reaction and different views and different ways, different perspective on how they celebrate New Year. And to me, at least to me, for me, observing people's posts, people's social media posts close to the New Year is kind of interesting. Because when you see their posts, you can kind of guess what type of person that person is. So some people, I guess they are more like a nostalgic type. So they like to see things in the past, right? So close to the New Year, they will post in their social media something that is very nostalgic, their reflections of 2018. Okay, so in 2018, this thing happened, this. So very nostalgic, okay? For some, while others, it doesn't work. Okay. While others are more, I guess, futuristic, more future-oriented. Someone posted this this picture close to the New Year, and I just want to read it to you. A dream written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal broken down into steps becomes a plan. A plan backed with action becomes reality. Ooh, deep. I guess this person who posted this picture is kind of like a futuristic. They view, that person will view a new year as some a time where we need to create a new plan. It's a time where we need to create a new resolution. And that person will try his or her best to make them into reality. That person is futuristic and future-oriented. And I guess last but not least, I guess, while others is more pessimistic and sinister than others. Someone posted this in their social media account, and let me just read it out. Almost time for that New Year, New Me crap. I guess this particular person might not be very excited, might not be very enthusiastic about New Year at all. And sometimes I feel I kind of fall in this category, to be honest with you. And I guess whether you want to admit it or not, I have to say, I think majority of you is kind of like this as well. I don't want to fall by myself anyway. A lot of time, we are so excited when it comes to New Year. We create a new plan. We create a new resolution, right? But then after a while, everything just go back to our old habit. The most common New Year resolution is... anyone? Huh? Oh, Bruce, huh? What is the most common New Year resolution? Gym, right? 2019, I will lose some weight. I'll go exercise, right? January 1st, we bought all the nice gym clothing. We bought all the nice shoes. We bought the fitness tracker, right? And then after 2 weeks, it's all stopped, right? We go back to our old habit, being a potato, what you call it, a couch potato. And then other new resolutions, I'm going to read more books in 2019. And then, right, we research what is good books. We ask for recommendation. Hey, what is a good books? And then after we bought all the good books, there is 10 pages into the first book, we stop. We stopped, we got distracted, and we got back to our old habit. After so many failed resolutions, we become ignorant and sometimes don't really care anymore. And the result is almost time for that New Year, New Me crap. But today, I guess, regardless whether you are nostalgic, whether you are futuristic, whether you are pessimistic or sinister type, I'd like to invite you to embark in this journey together with us as one family of God, together with me as one family of God, to humble ourselves and to invite God to be part of our new year. If you are the nostalgic type, I want to say that no matter how good 2018 or how bad 2018 is, I believe if you involve God, 2019 will be much better. If you are the futuristic type and you already made your plan, you already make your resolution, I want to say 2019 will be much better. Your resolution will be greater if you involve God in it. If you are the pessimistic type, if you are the sinister type, I want to say to you that our God is a God of hope. So if you, no matter how hopeless you think 2019 is, when you involve God, there will be hope. Our God is a God of vision. If you are, no matter how visionless you are in 2019, trust me, when you involve God, vision will be birthed. So today I'd like to invite you to participate in this journey together as one family of God, as one family of Christ in this 21 days prayer and fasting. So today I just want to talk a little bit with you what fasting is all about, what prayer is all about, and at the end, once again, my goal is to invite you to embark in this journey together as one family of God. So starting from tomorrow, you pick the right day to come to church, right? So starting from tomorrow, we will embark in this 21 days prayer and fasting together. And today, I just want to share a little bit what fasting is all about and what I believe, what God has in store for you as you embark in this prayer and fasting. Before that, I just want to read one passage to you, a simple passage taken from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 13. If you have your Bible with you, please open it up. I'm a big believer that if you have your Bible, you open it up, you read it, it'll be much greater impact than just reading it from the front. But anyway, Acts chapter 13, I'm going to read just three verses today, taken from verse 1 to verse 3. It says this: Now in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. The name of the prophets and teachers are Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, once again, they worship the Lord and they fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Church, this passage is talking a story about how Barnabas and Saul received their call. And I want you to know that God has a calling in your life. You're not just created to live, breathe, consume, eat, but there's so much more. God has a calling in your life. And I believe during this 21 days prayer and fasting, God will reveal that calling to you. Our God is a living God. He's not dead. He's alive. He did not stay in the grave, but he rose again. He's not some kind of standstill statue, an image that is made out of gold, silver, or stone. He is a living God. And because he is a living God, he speaks. And because he is a living God, he communicates with his children. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times in various ways. But in this last day, he has spoken to us by his son. So since from the very beginning, God is speaking to his children. In the past, he speak through the prophets, but today he speak through his son, Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit. And indeed, he's speaking today to you through his Holy Spirit. Our God is a God who speaks. He communicates to you. But a lot of time, the problem is not the speaker. The problem is us, the listener. A lot of time, we are the one that's supposed to listen. We are having a hard time to recognize his voice. We are having a hard time to listen to his voice. Why? I'm not trying to blame this on others, but I just want to say we live in a world that is very overloaded with information, which makes us get distracted so easily. Our phone vibrates in matters of seconds. We overwhelm our sensory receptor with information, news, images, sounds that flood us every second of the day that demands our attentions. So it is no wonder it is very hard for us to listen and recognize His voice. God speaks. He speaks even now. But are we listening? Can you recognize His voice in the midst of all the noise in your life? And a lot of time, I should say that most of the time, a dedicated time of prayer and fasting is the one thing that is necessary to declutter our life so that we can hear His voice clearly and understand His guidance. The story in the Acts, like what I said before, is a story of how Barnabas and Saul received their calling. I believe God is communicating with you today, even right now, about your calling, about the visions that He has in your life. But can you listen? Can you hear His voice? Do you know His calling in your life? Church, during this time, I encourage you, I want you to embark in this journey together so that we can declutter together, so we can make time together to set aside some time so that can once again, we can kind of clear out our ears and listen to His voice. He has a calling in your life. And I think it is time, it is the time right now that He will reveal it to you in 2019. Expectations. When I say calling, it doesn't mean that you will know from beginning to end. It's not. It doesn't mean that you will know the places that you're going to go. It doesn't mean that you're going to know which person that you're going to meet. It's not. It doesn't mean that you're going to know exactly what you are going to do. I want you to recognize in the passage that we just read, it doesn't really say where Paul and Barnabas are going to go. It doesn't really say where Paul and Barnabas are going to do. It doesn't really say the problem that they're going to encounter, the blessings they're going to receive. It doesn't really say that. But in the passage that we just read, it just says that, set aside Barnabas and Saul for me. It is very similar to when the time Jesus called His first disciple. Jesus only said, come and follow me. And they follow. When God gives His vision, when God gives His calling, it's always progressive, in my opinion. It's always progressive. It's not that you will know from A to Z, but through the process, through your relationship with God, as you come humbly before Him every day, as you interact for Him every day, as you ask Him, as you pray, as you humble yourself before Him every day, He will reveal it layer by layer by layer. He has a call for you, and He's longing to reveal that plan one part at a time, one thing at a time in this 2019. And I believe that. And I believe that. And His calling is not something that is scary. I always remember there's this one pastor who prayed for me one time, and then as he lay hands on me, and then he hugged me, and then this is the prayer that he said, God's calling is not something that is scary. God's calling is not something that you need to be afraid of. I have to be honest with you, church. A lot of time I'm scared to know what God's calling is. A lot of time I'm scared to know what God's calling is because a lot of time I always think, what if God calls me to do something that I don't like? What if God calls me to do something that I don't want to? What if God calls me to do something that I'm not able to? Hey, church, but today I just want to remind you one thing, that He is a good God. He is a good Father. He is your Creator. He knows you inside and out. Meaning that He knows what you can do. He knows what you cannot do. Meaning that He knows what is best for you. So do not be afraid. He is a good God. When He calls, is that Ella? When He calls, He will enable. There's a good saying, God does not call the qualified, but qualify the call. Meaning, don't be afraid to receive His calling. He will sustain, He will equip, and He will walk beside you as you answer His call. When He calls, He's not planning to make your life miserable. When He calls, He's not planning to destroy you. Have faith that He is a good Father. He already showed that indeed He is a good God. Adi mentioned Jeremiah 29:11. He's a plan for you. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. He's a good God. When He calls you, He plans to prosper you. John chapter 10, verse 10 says that Jesus have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. I have come. I here is Jesus. Jesus have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest. When he call you, he wants you to live your life to the fullest. So church, as I mentioned before, he will reveal his calling for you and encourage you not to be afraid to receive that call. I encourage you not to be afraid to ask him, God, what you want me to do in this life? I encourage you, church, not to be scared, not to be afraid to embark in that journey together with God as you answer his call. So as we going back to prayer and fasting, as we start this new year, I'd like to invite you to participate in this movement of prayer and fasting to kind of declutter our life, to kind of clean out our life, clear out our hearing, and make time for God. As we make plans for 2019, I think it is very appropriate to involve God in the process, to ask his guidance, to ask his visions, to seek his face so that he may light up our path. No matter how good your plan is, no matter how great your resolution is, I believe with God it will be much better. So, the why. Just want to share a little bit about what fasting is. So the why. Why fast? Daniel chapter 10, Daniel chapter 10, verse 12 says this. Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard and have come because of your words." You set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God. So, fasting is not a hunger strike. Fasting is so much different than a hunger strike. Fasting is not a it's not an action where you I don't want to eat until I get what I want. It's not that at all. The goal of fasting is about it's not about getting what we want, but the goal of fasting is actually to align our heart to his heart. To align our heart to his heart. "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your word." Fasting, in the passage that we just read, in Daniel chapter 10, is about Daniel who fasted for 21 days. And as he did, and as he fasted, at the end of his 21 days, an angel appeared to him and gave him a new vision. Fasting is a spiritual discipline. We use fasting as a means to humble ourselves to seek him. As we rest our body from the food that it craves, we give spiritual food to our spirit and mind. The motivation of fasting is to know and to let his will be done in our life. We fast so that we obtain knowledge, understanding, and wisdom, along with new dreams and vision to live the year ahead of us. And as we fast, we want to dedicate everything we do in 2019 unto him alone. So why fast? Why fast? Fasting, once again, is not to get what you want, but fasting is to help you to align your heart to his heart. Fasting is to help me to align my heart to God's heart. Fasting is about humbling ourselves to know his will in our life. So that's the why. So that's why we fast. Secondly, the how. Daniel, still in Daniel chapter 10, verse 2. "In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks." Mourning is another word for fasting that was used often in Old Testament. "I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled." So how do you fast? How do you fast? You can fast by, number one, by abstaining from eating at certain times. If you can skip 2 meals, breakfast and lunch, that's great. But if your body cannot handle it, then just try to skip 1 meal. For those who have previously fasted, it is recommended to skip 2 meals. The fasting period is from 10 p.m. every night until 6 p.m. the next day. So you have 4-hour eating window every day from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every day. So you have 4-hour eating window every day from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every day. That doesn't mean that you should eat as much as you can in that 4 hours. It's not all you can eat buffet type of thing, okay? You eat enough in that 4 hours. So that's number one. That's how you can fast. Option number one is you can fast by skipping meals. If you can skip 2 meals, that will be great. If not, then just 1 meal. Option number two, instead of skipping meals, you can abstain from consuming certain foods. For example, abstain from meat. Meat includes pork, fish, chicken, beef, and so on and so forth. In my opinion, if you abstain from meat, that also includes fish. Okay? I'm not trying to be judgmental here, but if you say, I abstain from meat, but you eat fish, I don't really think that's count. But anyway, you can abstain from meat, or you can abstain from other foods that you consume daily. If you are very crazy with boba, some college student is crazy with boba. They drink boba every day. Diabetes. But you can abstain from boba. Or if you eat chocolate every day, diabetes again, right? You can abstain from chocolate. Or if you are a heavy coffee drinker, you can abstain from coffee every day for 21 days. So that's option number two. Option number one is skipping meals. Option number two is abstaining from certain type of food. You can pick one or two, or you can do both. Okay? You can pick one or two, or you can do both. It is up to you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to ask you. Depending on your commitment and your personal ability. So that's the how. How you can fast, how you can embark in this journey together with us. And the extras, the little detail and the little detail, the recommendations that I have for you on top of your fasting, on top of not eating certain food or skipping meals. The extras, in my opinion, during this time, I'd like to encourage you to intercede and connect with at least one person, a friend or your family or your coworkers who need Christ. God's will is for everyone to be saved, and it's very clear in the Bible. It's being communicated again and again and again. So I think it is very appropriate for us to partake in His mission during this fasting season. During this time, I encourage you, try to intercede and connect with someone that needs Christ. Pray for his salvation, share the good news, and by the help of the Holy Spirit, I encourage you to help them and guide that person to find and have a personal relationship with Jesus. God's heart is toward the lost sheep. So as the follower of Jesus Christ, you and me, I believe the longing of his heart should be the longing of our heart. So church, during this time, prayer and fasting, be a blessing to others who need Christ. So that's the first extra. The second extra, less gadget time and more devotional time. Less gadget time and more devotional time. We do prayer and fasting not because we have a lot of spare times, but we do prayer and fasting because we believe in the power and the necessity of it. So I'm not asking you to partake in this journey because you have time, but I ask you to make the time. So sacrifice your gadget time. Sacrifice your Korean drama time. Sacrifice your entertainment time. Sacrifice your game time, whatever it is. And use the time you gain by sacrificing those things that is satisfying your flesh by spending more time in prayer and reading the Word of God. Once again, sacrifice your time, sacrifice your entertainment time, your games time, your gadget time, your Instagram browsing, Facebook browsing time, and use the time you gain spending more time in prayer and with the Word of God. Pray and read your Bible. Learn about who God is. Learn about what is His mission, what is His heart, what is His calling that He has in your life. Build that relationship with God by spending time with Him daily in the next 21 days. There's a guide for our prayer and fasting. And in the guide, it has a daily devotion in it. You can download the guide by going to fgfpinol.org/21days pray and fast. fgfpinol.org/21days pray and fast. Or if you go to our website, if you're using your phone, you can go to our website, fgfpinol.org. You can tap the burger button. The burger button is the 3-bar button. You tap that, and then at the end, you'll see 21 days prayer and fasting. Or if you using your laptop or your PC at home, go to our website, fgfpinal.org, and on the left-hand side on the top, you can find the guide for 21 days prayer and fasting. Once again, make the time and spend time with God. I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time with Him. And last but not least, the last extras that I want to give to you doesn't work, Chell or Kat. Yeah, nope. The last one that I want to share to you for the extra is make a note and share with others. Make a note and share with others. Yeah, there you go. No, there you go. The last one that I wanna, my recommendation is to keep a journal. Keep a journal of your daily talk with God. Keep a journal of your daily talk with God. Keep a journal what you learn about God. Keep a journal on your commitments that you make to God. Keep a journal on His promise that He revealed to you as you read your Bible. And keep a journal of what you feel, what you think that God calls you to do. I learned that when you spend the time to actually writing it down on a piece of paper, it will have more weight, and it will last longer in your mind and in your heart. And in the future, if you read it back, you'll be surprised on the things that you actually write. And after you write it, during care group time or during dinner with someone or during lunch with someone, I encourage you to share what you receive from God. I hope we can also use this time to share with one another, to strengthen one another, and to encourage one another. So as I close, my sharing today, my invitation today, I invite the musicians to come forward. Once again, today my intention is to invite you to embark in this journey together as we humble ourselves to seek God and to seek His face, to seek His vision, to seek His calling in our life in 2019. And I'm going to ask you to make the time to seek God as we celebrate this new year. Our God is a God who speaks, and He speaks to us even today. But once again, a lot of time we fail to recognize, we fail to listen. Our life is so cluttered, our life is so busy that we fail to recognize His voice. Our work demands our time, our school demands our time, our relationship, our gadgets, all demands our time. So I encourage you to make the time. I have to be honest with you. I just got back from a vacation from Indonesia, and honestly, I'm longing for a time where I can stay quiet, sit down with a cup of coffee, reflect on 2018, and kind of make plan for 2019. But honestly, I don't find that time. I was so busy during my vacation, going places, spending time with my families, taking care of the kids, meeting people, trying to meet people, getting angry with the traffic and all that. I am so tired after my vacation. I think I need another vacation to recover from my vacation. I just don't have the time to reflect and make plans for 2019. But I guess that was my mistake. My mistake was I tried to find the time. In truth, you have to make the time. Don't try to find the time. Make the time. So church, as we celebrate this new year together, I invite you once again. As we make plan for the new year, I think it is very appropriate for us as one family of God, as one body of Christ, to make the time to seek His face. Involve Him as we make plans for 2019. Involve Him as we make resolution for 2019. Ask for visions. Ask for a new hope in 2019. So church, I invite you, let's embark in this journey together. Amen.